So Caritas is a confederation of 164 national member organizations. This is the base, I think. When I am asked what Caritas is, I always think of the grassroots. What is happening locally in a place where there are people suffering from poverty, and what is happening there, this is Caritas. Solidarity among people in a community to help the community grow, this is Caritas. And of course, acting locally, especially in this globalized world, is not enough. So sharing one's love with the neighbors and helping neighbors among themselves to grow together is important. But you need a propitious environment, and this propitious environment very often is not there. On the contrary, the globalized world is creating more problems for local communities. So you have to work at all levels. And so Caritas is first and foremost at the village level or the quarter level in the city, but then it will be organized at the diocesan level, and this is an important level because the bishop has a mission to promote charity and promote a social pastoral work in the diocese. From the church point of view, the diocesan level is probably the most important one. So from the parish, from the grassroots to the diocese, from the diocese to national, because a number of issues have to be discussed at the national level, and from national to regional and international. So probably in this globalized world, this confederation, Caritas Internationalist Confederation, is a beautiful tool at the service of the church to promote human dignity, to promote brotherhood, to promote love among people, among nations. And after 6 months in office, I see that there is a lot of expectations from the international community to us. I'm always surprised at the way ambassadors are calling on us here, ambassadors to the Holy See. But when I go to Geneva, the way the international institutions, the United Nations institution, are also expecting from Caritas, because they know that what we say is not ideological. It comes from reality, from the ground, and this is what we bring up, and to help shape a different future for humanity. Of course, we are facing a kind of bulldozer, which is the financial world, financial crisis, but who is leading the world today? And is the intention of those who are leading the world today that every human being may be able to live, to grow, and to live in dignity as God has wanted us to be? And this is a real problem, so the challenge is big.
So One Family Zero Poverty isn't just a logo, it's a real project, isn't it?
It is a project. Well, One Family is obvious for everyone today, but we have to remind ourselves sometimes that we are a member of this global human family. But for us as Christians, probably more easy because we're all brothers and sisters in the family, in the Christian family. And so we cannot, in a family, the poorest one or the handicapped, you know, those who are not, will be taken care of by the others. And this is very important to remind us that we are this human family today. Second is zero poverty remains probably utopic objective, because we know that poverty cannot be completely eradicated. But it is a goal, just like Pontifical Council Justice and Peace has given us a goal, which is a monetary and financial international authority as a need for better regulation in the world. We too have to say the goal is less misery, zero misery, less poverty. And you know that poverty is not only material poverty. Of course, you need a minimum to be able to live normally, to live well. But it's much more than that. It's building relationship among people, be brothers and sisters in the community. This is also one way to struggle against poverty. And this zero poverty from the human side and spiritual side is maybe more accessible because we are present everywhere, and this is what we are trying to promote everywhere.
And as Cardinal Maradiaga was saying, we need a dream, we need a goal.
Absolutely, we need dreams in this world and of disappointment, of many people facing problems and, you know, just becoming passive towards themselves. So everyone needs a dream, and Caritas is here to help people dream of a better future and realize that dream.